It's my pleasure today to speak to Dr. Lena Wen, who has been such a voice of reason during the pandemic. We also know her in Baltimore as the former health commissioner, and Lena has just put out a book called Lifelines, A Doctor's Journey in the Fight for Public Health. So thank you for being here in this capacity, Lena. How lovely to talk to you.
Thank you. Wonderful to speak with you as always, Judith.
I love how you say that public health saved your life today, you just don't know it. And it's fascinating to me how you incorporate that idea into the bigger picture. I mean, talk to me about the idea of treating gun violence as a contagious disease.
Public health actually ties into every aspect of our lives, and you can use a public health approach to treating many other issues. And so you mentioned gun violence, for example, which maybe not everybody thinks about as a public health issue, but we had a program under the auspices of the health department when I was here called Safe Streets. And Safe Streets took the approach that you can treat violence as a public health issue just as we treat COVID as a public health issue, meaning that there is a way to prevent it, there is a way to treat it. It is something that spreads from person to person. You can intervene and try to stop it from transmitting from person to person, if you will. And you can approach violence in the same way by using violence interruption. And so Safe Streets, for example, was a way to hire individuals, many of whom were recently released from incarceration, to walk the streets of the city and stop violent acts as they're occurring. That may be even more intuitive, but I think you could go one step further and say, education is also a violence prevention measure. I have always thought that we need to take a more holistic view of public safety and education and the economy and all these other issues that we really care about and are really important. And that holistic view includes public health.
And in a similar vein, how do you see racism as a threat to health?
Well, I talked about how back in 2015, I declared racism to be a public health crisis and talked about this being a public health issue. And I got raised eyebrows at the time. And, you know, at the time, I had to back into this and say, well, look, health disparities are clearly a public health issue. We have disparities, for example, in hypertension, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease, where African Americans compared to whites in Baltimore suffer disproportionately from these illnesses. Well, why? One of the contributors is that 1 in 3 African Americans live in a food desert compared to 1 in 12 whites. So then you have physicians and nurses telling their patients to eat healthier, and they're coming back to us saying, but we have to take 2 buses and then walk 10 blocks to reach a grocery store, and then it's Whole Foods and I can't afford it. I mean, what are you supposed to say in that circumstance? And so it's important to address racism as a healthcare issue, the structural racism in healthcare. But there are also things you can do right now. For example, with food access. So we partnered with ShopRite here in Baltimore and worked with our senior centers and libraries so that we were able to distribute fresh fruits and vegetables and people could order their groceries to be delivered to one of these food hubs near them. We also partnered with farmers markets so that they could get produce to people where they are as well. That is not the ultimate answer to addressing health disparities and racism in our public health structure. However, it is a short-term action in order to let our residents know that we're doing something for them, that we're hearing their concerns. And I think that is quite essential too.
It's been such a pleasure to speak with Dr. Lena Wen, and her new book is called Lifelines, A Doctor's Journey in the Fight for Public Health. Thank you so much for bringing all of these ideas together in this one form for us, Lena.
Thank you so much.